This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Happy weekend, everybody. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me now is our co-host on the program, as always, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He is the founder, the esteemed founder of Ripple Connects. He really brings people together. He helps to navigate careers. You can find more about Joe McKenzie at RippleConnects.com. Joe McKenzie, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Freddie Bell. Good morning.
Good morning to you. We've got a great program lined up this morning, and I'm excited about navigating the summer slowdown. Can you, Joe, tell us, can this time of year be really difficult for job seekers?
Absolutely. Many of my segments happen because of what I hear from my clients and others that are in the midst of a job search in the middle of summer. And we all know that Minnesota, our vacation season, you know, is condensed because of our weather. Many people are traveling or going to family reunions or what have you, or just taking, you know, time out of the office. What happens is key people that are involved in the hiring process for new employees are not in the office. So therefore, hiring processes drag out. People in a professional network that we'd normally have an easy time getting a hold of or meeting with or talking with, they're out of town. So what is a job seeker to do in a summer slowdown? So yes, Freddie, it is a tough time of year, especially if you in a miserable job position or you're out of work and you want a great job by Monday. It's tough to hear someone's going to be on vacation for 2 weeks.
That can really take the wind out of your sails when you're looking and the weather's turned. There's no snow on the ground. You're right in the middle of the summer and you're looking for an opportunity, and the person who holds the opportunity isn't there. So talk about the mindset. You've gone through these difficult to unreachable people. What is the proper mindset that someone who is looking can take to remain positive and productive when hiring just seems to drag on and on and on?
Yes, absolutely. Well, first and foremost, be ready for anything. Something could change. Someone could come back. There could be a sequence of events that if we are looking to make a change this summer, certainly be ready for anything unless you have a vacation planned. Be ready if something does roll up quick. But if it does start slowing down, your job search activities seemingly slow down, the proper mindset is just bide your time. Still make your calls, but understand that this is the time of year where many people are out of the office. Many of our people in our professional network, our own bench of advocates, may be out of town. Proper mindset, bide your time, and think about investing in yourself. Use this downtime, this quieter time, to maybe invest in ourselves. And that could be simply as reading a good book on leadership or something that's out of your field that's is going to lend to your professional growth. Take an online class. You know, think of ways to be good to yourself and invest in yourself and bide your time. Because, Freddie, it won't be long. This summer vacation time period is not very long, and it'll be ready to ramp up, and we have to be ready. So be good to yourself. Bide your time. Invest in yourself. And that's the mindset that I tell my clients who come back and say, I haven't heard from this company for weeks. What am I going to do? I haven't heard from people in my network for days and days on end. You do have to be good to yourself, invest in yourself, bide your time, and most importantly, be ready for anything if something did change.
Everybody, we're talking with Joe McKenzie, the founder of Ripple Connects. He's at RippleConnects.com. We're talking about navigating the summer slowdown, and it does slow down. And so far, Joe McKenzie has told us to bide our time and to invest in ourselves. So what job search activities pay the biggest dividends, Joe McKenzie, when hiring seems to pick up after in the fall and into the next year?
This is one of my coaching techniques, because you still need to be planting seeds. You still need to be growing as a professional. These are, if you take the time now when others have slowed their activities down, planting a seed, if you do get a networking meeting with one of your advocates, it's critical that we stay on task. We plant seeds of what we're looking to do, because they're going to eventually take root. And it could be that fourth quarter of this year or early in 2020, where something we talked about in July or August of 2019 starts to take root. So don't give up on those key job search activities. If you can get a networking meeting, an advocate meeting, get it. If you can take a class or attend a conference, and this time of year, sometimes those start to slow down. But, you know, the ability to read a good book, to learn a leadership or a team building book, or, you know, I often talk about Lou Adler's book on interviewing. That's investing in yourself, right, Freddie?
It really is. It really is.
In fact, it may even be more, this may be more of a valuable time to you, because if it's somewhat slower, you might have a chance to really read it and take notes and give it some thought on how you're going to utilize that. You know, we've talked about a number of books on this program. We talk about, you know, use the bursts of energy to, you know, Barabasi's book on how to find that creative downtime. We've talked about Lou Adler's essential guide for hiring and getting hired. These are critical books that can help us in the fourth quarter in early 2020, that this may be the best time to invest in ourselves when things seemingly slow down.
You're talking about how your activities can pay dividends, big dividends, later on down the line. Joe McKenzie, how is planting garlic like planting a seed for a great job search activity?
Planting garlic, you have to have faith that when you put that garlic seed in the ground in the middle of October and you know you're going to have 5-6 months of cold and snow on there until you start seeing it grow, planting that seed now may pay dividends in late fourth quarter of 2019 and definitely that first half of 2020. You have to have faith you're going to get through that winter or that slower time. And believe me, I'm getting ready to harvest my garlic this week that I planted in October of last year.
So it takes some time, and you have to know that it will yield results.
You have to have that faith that, you know, it's gonna take root. And often, I've planted seeds that sometimes 5-6 months later, they start to take root. An idea, a thought, an opportunity rolls up. And I know that if I didn't plant that seed, Freddie, there's my chances of getting that opportunity or learning something new or what have you is limited. So I know that I will plant seeds. Not all are going to take root, and some are going to take longer. Think about that. It was MEA break of 2018 that I planted garlic that I'm harvesting this week. I had to have faith that it was going to take root, get through the winter, and grow. And that's really what we want to do this time of year to look at fourth quarter and early 2020.
There's so many analogies to that, because the winter here was particularly harsh. We wondered if it would ever let go of our communities. There were ice jams and some difficulties. People had to expend more than they thought they would. And then spring comes, and you wonder where all the difficulties went when you start to make that harvest. So the proper mindset, there are two key areas there that you talked about, Joe McKenzie.
Absolutely. That proper mindset is just bide that time, but invest in yourself. And that's what's going to give you that edge later on this year. And I'm going to give you permission to be good to yourself at this time of year when things slow down. But always be ready. You never, ever know if someone has returned from vacation and they want to start their second part of the year strong, and they may need you. So you always have to be ready, sharpen your skills, keep continuing to have those conversations with key people, reading books, get that knowledge, stay sharp, because you never know, Freddie Bell.
And you mentioned here in conclusion is to always be in the seed planting business so that you can harvest later on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Planting seeds year round in Minnesota may sound silly, but believe me, I've seen firsthand how something may take 5 or 6 months before it takes root, and then it even takes longer before you harvest.
That's a great reminder, everybody. This is our co-host on the program, Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of Ripple Connects. And the telephone number to reach him is 763-438-1621. Joe, you do some fine work at Ripple Connects.
Yes, we do. We turn candidates into contenders.
And New Beginnings continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think Real Possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Says the spokesman.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
Registered representatives of Strategic Visionaries are registered with and offer securities through Securities America, Inc., member SIPC.
You're listening to New Beginnings.
New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
This is New Beginnings, and thank you for being with us this weekend. This is Appointed Listening each and every weekend. And with me right now as we go into our financial segment is Whitney Emanuel. She's the founder of Strategic Visionaries. You can find her at 612-296-6939 and online, strategic-visionaries.com. And Whitney Emanuel, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Freddie.
Glad you're with us. And we're talking about a retirement. Specifically, this time we want to talk about planning for health care in retirement. And I know that our listeners are thinking about health care. We talk about it quite often on the program. But as we go into it, I know that some of our listeners are experiencing more aches, more pains, more situations that they didn't plan for. How can you plan and how can you help as a financial consultant help someone care for health care expenses when you're talking about investments and retirement and all the rest of it? Where does that come into play?
Well, for one thing, health care is one of the largest expenses for people in retirement. Mm. So you want to make sure that your financial advisor is talking to you about this when you bring up retirement planning. In fact, what I do for my clients with retirement planning is we map out, you know, what your retirement expenses are going to be. But in addition, I create another line item in their budget for healthcare expenses, and I actually put that at a higher inflation rate because healthcare expenses increase at a much more rapid rate than all of our other expenses. So it's huge when it comes to retirement planning.
Interesting. In your notes to me, you indicated that you need to plan for how long you're going to be retired. How do you forecast something like that?
Yeah, I know. How long are you going to live? When are you going to die? I mean,
that's a nice way of saying it.
Really, that's the question, right? And out of our control, out of our knowledge, we just don't know. However, it's important to look at your family's history. And I always ask my clients, how long did your mom live? How long did your dad live? How long do the women in your family live? If I'm speaking to a woman, and then the same for men. So I like to look at that. I also like to look at your current health. And then what I do is I actually can run this, and the software that I use provides the average age, but then I can control that and, you know, push it back or push it younger if they're not expecting. Like, for example, Freddie, I'm type 1 diabetic. Mm-hmm. So I'm in excellent health. I am. But I have this autoimmune disease. So unless, by the grace of God, I am healed or they come up with a cure, I'll probably not live past 80, but someone else my age will likely live until 85. So you consider those things when you're planning for retirement.
Interesting. Everyone, we're talking with Whitney Emanuel. We're talking about healthcare and retirement. So talk about the Medicare options, and there are a few more that are available today than there were just even 10 years ago.
Right. So know your Medicare options. And I honestly recommend that people work with a Medicare professional. I don't sell the plans, but there's Plan A, which is the most basic of Medicare that everybody gets automatically. And that's at age 65. But then there are supplemental plans that you can get that cover prescriptions or that cover hospital stays. So you could do it that way, or there are plans that combine the supplements. And again, I could spend a whole hour talking about all the different kinds of plans, but it's important to know that if you get the right supplements, you can actually get most of your insurance costs covered.
Wow, that's great to know. And talk about the impact of inflation and low interest rates on healthcare.
Mm-hmm. So I mentioned this at the beginning of the program. So inflation in general is 2-3% is what most financial planners will map out, but healthcare expenses generally increase at 4-5%. So it's important to have that in your retirement plan. So that way you know that you have enough assets to pay for those increasing expenses.
Interesting. Everyone, we're talking about mapping out your healthcare expenses as you go into retirement or consider retirement planning. Talk about the volatile markets, and I'm a journalist, and I read the news, and I report the news, and so forth. Mm-hmm. And we're hearing about rumors of war. We're hearing about wars, and how the markets are reacting to that. Talk about the volatility of the marketplace and how that could impact your investments in retirement.
Sure. So one way to avoid volatility is having a diversified portfolio. So what happens with volatile portfolios, extremely aggressive ones that are aggressive the entire time from when you're 20 up until you're 70, when you retire, 65, whatever age you decide on, is that your volatility actually causes you to earn potentially a little less. So you want to make sure that you have a portfolio that doesn't just have one type of investment in there that's extremely volatile. So that's one. Number two, you want to estimate what your total rate of return may be. So for an aggressive investor, I estimate between 6 and 8% per year rate of return. And this is just an estimate. It's not a guarantee. But the more conservative you are, the lower your rate of return. But it's really important to assess this every year because analysts will change this. And that's what we base our recommendations on, our analysts and just what the industry standard is, because it does change based on what the market's doing. And one other thing that I want to say about this is that remember that you'll have a lower risk tolerance in retirement. You're likely not going to be as aggressive in retirement, so your assets will not grow as quickly, and that's important to consider as well.
Interesting. So are people still investing into their retirement years?
I actually do have some clients that do. I have a few clients that are over the age of 70 and a half, and when you're 70 and a half, you have to take required minimum distributions from your retirement accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So when that happens, if they don't need the money, they'll just put it into another type of account, not an IRA, because you have to have earned income, but they'll invest it elsewhere in order to continue to grow their money.
Talk about the benefits of reviewing your sources of retirement income.
Yes. So there are lots of different sources, and I'll list a few. So Social Security, of course, pensions, those are not all, you know, staying. And some of them are in trouble because they're not funded adequately, but it's important to consider that in your retirement. And there's also going to be potential buyouts from companies that they could provide you. So with all of these sources of income, maybe it's part-time income, maybe you're getting royalties from a business that you sold. So all these things you want to map out in retirement, and then also you want to consider, is there going to be a cost of living adjustment? Meaning, are these going to be increasing every year so that I can keep pace with inflation? Because oftentimes pensions, because they're doing not as well as they had originally planned, they don't have inflation. So you want to make sure that you're still investing in other assets that are growing to keep pace with inflation, because inflation will eventually empty out your retirement nest egg too early if you don't have enough assets.
Well, so it sounds like above all, you've got to have a solid plan.
That's correct.
And so working with a financial professional, I know it's complex. I know just my head is swimming thinking about all the different considerations that you share with us. But you really can't do it effectively alone.
That's correct, because there are so many factors that you are likely not considering, whereas a financial advisor is considering those every day for their clients. So it's really important to have a consultation with an advisor on these topics.
And that's why we have Whitney Emanuel with us on New Beginnings, Strategic Visionary, 612-296-6939, and online, strategic-visionaries.com. You're listening to New Beginnings, and our program continues right now.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't. $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell,
as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Joe McKenzie, how can we avoid the myopic career search?
We can avoid the myopic job search by looking at your career, looking back, look at your marketable skills and your pattern of achievement, and bring those forward to see what's marketable today. And that will help you avoid the unimaginative, narrow-minded, short-sighted approach to a job search. Bring those attributes, those accomplishments forward, and I'm confident that you're going to find new opportunities out there that you may have never thought of.
For more information, how can we reach Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621.
Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
This is New Beginnings, and with us now as we move and change our thought pattern for a moment, please welcome to our studios the founder of West Metro Hypnosis, Kelly Von Heidekamp, and she is talking about great things that help us to improve our total well-being. Welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Freddie. Thank you. It's always a pleasure for me to be here to just talk with everybody and offer information that I hope is helpful.
I'm sure it is. WestMetroHypnosis.com is the place where you can find Kelly. And you want to talk about conflict resolution. How does that fit into making complete that whole person that we are?
It was interesting because I just finished up a series of session with a client of mine. And one of the things that was important to them was getting some ideas on how to handle conflict, just conflict within family. If you are a human being walking on this earth, you can assume that you will be in conflict with another human being at some point in your lifetime. Would you agree with that statement?
No doubt.
No doubt. Absolutely. So, and she, what she really wanted, as we all would, as we all want, you know, she wanted the waters to be still. She wanted just peace. She wanted everybody to get along. And those are some really big expectations sometimes, especially the more people you put into the pot, the more family that is involved, the more humans that come into a space, the greater the chances for conflict. And so sometimes it's about checking our expectations. You know, is it realistic to expect that there will never be any conflict? And first of all, no, it's not, because we're living, breathing human beings. We have different ideas, opinions. There is going to be conflict. And there's a lot of aversion sometimes to this whole idea of conflict. And conflict in and of itself is not a bad thing, even though we label it as such. There's such great opportunity to discover new things about ourselves and new things about other people in the face of conflict. We have an opportunity to dig a little deeper, to explore and discover, and really find out new information. The interesting part about it is that some of that information is very, very emotional. And when we say we want resolution, we sometimes make the assumption that if we say the right things and do the right things and make nice, that it all takes care of ourselves. And I'd like to invite everyone to really begin to embrace the idea of conflict resolution and reconciliation within ourselves first. That we have to get to a place where we can reconcile that we even feel uncomfortable with conflict. That we can reconcile and find resolution deep within ourselves, because it's really hard to offer anything outside of us if we are not giving it to ourselves. And so we did a lot of work on what that meant for her, and that she didn't get to choose other people's responses, and other people's responses were not her responsibility. And as you and I both know, all the work begins with us, and all the work begins on the inside, and then we move outward, and that's where we see big change.
That is true, and that's Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. You can find her at westmetrohypnosis.com, 952-222-3975. And New Beginnings continues right now.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight, that you can't stop smoking, that you can't get over a fear, that you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis, wake up to your success.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
You are listening to New Beginnings, and with us right now is our sponsor for the program, AARP Twin Cities, and its Associate State Director, Mr. Jay Hapalaw. Welcome back to the program, sir.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be with you.
Glad you're with us. And for those who are so inclined that they'd like to get more information about AARP Twin Cities, is there a website that you can direct us to?
Yeah, it's pretty easy to remember. It's aarp.org/Twin Cities.
All right. You know, the AARP is really interested in helping a lot of people, and you have a Livable Communities initiative that really is far-reaching, and it does a lot of wonderful things for people in our communities.
Yeah, that's true. And what we've seen, I think, over many, many years in the United States and here in the Twin Cities is we've built our communities and neighborhoods more for cars and big box stores and less for the people who live here. And so especially as our population is aging, a lot of people and a lot of organizations are interested on making improvements to that and changing the way neighborhoods are built so that people can get around, so people can have an affordable place to live, so people can be engaged in their community in new and improved ways.
Wow. So with that, what is happening right now with AARP, especially in the Twin Cities, to foster more healthy neighborhoods?
Yes. So we, for the third year, have offered our Community Challenge Grant Program, and this year we increased that nationwide to $1.6 million that were available to community groups and organizations. And we just announced that four of those grants were made here in Minnesota. So four local organizations received those grants this year in 2019.
Talk more about the Community Challenge Grants. What's involved with that and how are people getting involved with it?
Sure. So they're designed to be quick projects that are going to make a lasting impact and spark change in communities. So those are the criteria that these organizations signed up for. And two of the organizations we funded are here in the Twin Cities. One is the Cora McCorby YMCA over in Near North. And that used to be Heritage Park, if anyone hasn't received that update yet. But it's the YMCA, and they, in a way that matches with the Minneapolis Comprehensive Plan, are offering some walking and pedestrian programs. So we funded some equipment that they're going to purchase that helps people of all ages use the pedestrian facilities. And this is going to be in the fall here coming up, but also once the snow starts flying, because they're going to purchase some snowshoes that people can use.
That's really unique.
Way to get around. Yeah, yeah. And another program here in the Hamlin Midway neighborhood over in St. Paul, what they are doing is leading a number of community listening sessions so that they can get ideas. This is a neighborhood association, Hamlin Midway, and they are going to hear from residents about how, especially in that neighborhood with all of the strip malls and development, that we can make improvements for pedestrians who need to get around their own neighborhood.
That's really interesting. Everyone, we're talking with Jay Hapalaw, the Associate State Director of AARP Twin Cities, and we're talking about the Community Challenge Grants. In the few seconds that we have left, Jay, I know the time has passed, but how can our communities get involved and bring forward their projects, their ideas for possible funding to help make their neighborhoods more livable?
Sure. There's a lot of information on aarp.org/livable. There's just a lot to dig into. So in between now and when we offer these grants again, there's plenty of time to learn about what priorities that we have and how everyone could get involved.
Jay Hapalaw, Associate State Director, AARP Twin Cities, and this is New Beginnings.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP.
You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/twincities.
Minneapolis Public Housing is right now on New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
Thank you for being with us this morning on New Beginnings. And right now, let's go to the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, where we find the center coordinator, Kitty Harris. Kitty, welcome to the program. There's always a lot of excitement happening around the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. And I would imagine that for the month of August, this is no different.
Yes, absolutely. So we just finished up having our first annual member appreciation at the YMCA. We did a week-long activities where we gave community members an opportunity to come in and sample some of the free classes that the YMCA has for our 40-plus community. And so as we move into the month of August, we are excited to once again be partnering with the American Red Cross to hold our second blood drive.
Wow. So what's involved with the blood drive? And can you give us the time and all the rest of it associated with the drive this year?
Yes. So our drive is going to be scheduled for Wednesday, August the 28th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It is open to any and everyone that is an eligible donor. Amazon is going to be thanking donors with providing a $5 Amazon.com gift card for those who do register to participate. And so we're very excited to do this. A lot of people are not aware of how important a blood donation is. And so here at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center, we're trying to get this community more engaged around this effort and do our part to help increase our blood donations.
Wow. So let's talk about the importance of a blood drive. I know that people hear about this. We've heard about blood drives all of our lives, but I don't think people really have a real sense of how important giving blood can be.
Absolutely. A lot of people don't know that less than 2% of the population are eligible donors. And so when we see someone that is facing a medical emergency or having a surgery and needing to have blood available for them, if you think about how many operations are done on a daily basis, less than 2% of the world is able to help with that. And so it's very important, particularly for the African-American community, to have eligible donors come and present and give blood, because we have other antibodies in our body that are beneficial to us. And so when we are in need of a blood transfusion, or we're having a loved one that has a disease that is needing that, our blood type is not represented. So it's very important that we start to be at the table to have that conversation and to increase awareness about the need for donors in our community. Because again, as I said, less than 2% of everyone is eligible. And I'm sure if we dwindled that down to how many of those eligible donors were African American, it would be a very small percentage.
Wow. So how can you find out if you are an eligible donor ahead of time, or is that something that happens during the screening when you go to the drive?
During the screening process, we are able to determine if someone is eligible. A lot of times what prevents people from giving blood, I've heard this all my life, dealing with fellow African-American people, where they will say, well, I have low iron, I can't donate. There are iron-rich foods that everyone can eat that would increase their ability to donate. There's so much information that's available on the American Red Cross's website. People can give us a call at 612-344-2221 if they have any questions. There's a lot of things that used to prevent people from donating in the past that now they can. And so the biggest piece is, I always encourage people, if you're interested, if you're thinking about it, just ask the questions, because you might be the person that helps save a life.
All right. That blood drive is happening the 28th of August, 10 to 4 o'clock at the Cora McCorvey Health and Wellness Center. If you'd like more information, that telephone number one more time.
612-344-2221.
And you're listening to New Beginnings, and our program continues right now.
Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, spirituality, and even entertainment. Every day is a chance for a fresh start.
Says the spokesman.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
Simply, it is the realm of enduring creative powers that invisibly and silently stand behind all manifestation in the visible world. Here we are, actually sitting together in this beautiful sanctuary, surrounded again by an idea of ideals, the 12 powers all above us. Charles Fillmore was using this Platonic approach to conceiving ideal powers of the human being that we could develop within ourselves and carry into the world. Let's return to that practical question. What does it mean for me? As any athlete or individual with skill or expertise knows, that to be successful, for your actions to have consequence, you must stay on the field of play and work within the rules of the game. All goals are achieved in this agreed-upon structure. So practically speaking, we can ask ourselves, what is the game I am playing? Where is the field of play? And what are the rules? This week, the world recalled D-Day in great world ceremony in Europe, and many reimagined the commitment, the courage, the call. We must understand the cause. Those who sacrificed their individual concerns for a world concern knew that at some higher level of their consciousness that they were answering a call from the higher worlds to protect free societies and stop the march of Nazism that was striving to oppress the entire world eventually with its political power and structure. Now, in a peaceful encounter with the presence, college professor Peter Boland describes his visit not long ago to Notre Dame in Paris. He described as the choir sang, the tourists wandering about the cathedral fell silent. Everyone became aware of a mood of reverence, a presence. Some, he said, even began to softly weep. Boland went on describing, in moments like that, which are seared into your memory forever, you feel the presence of something bigger, something more vast and real and beautiful and true than the ordinary world. You feel it in every fiber of your mind, body. It startles you. But deep inside, you recognize it and you know that this process is always near, hidden just behind the veil of ordinary consciousness. Now, you don't need to fly to Paris to feel it. You can experience it right now, wherever you are, if you learn how to grow quiet and still and inwardly open. He concluded, presence isn't achieved, it's allowed. Presence isn't achieved, it's allowed. The mystic Meister Eckhart stated, our bodily food, what we consume, is changed into us, into our very flesh. But our spiritual food changes us into itself. Rudolf Steiner put it another way. Our spiritual experience connects us with ideals, universals, spiritual principles that are lasting. We become aware of our connection to all possibility. In our daily life, or our community life, we have responsibilities. That is, we respond to certain circumstances around us and within us. But in our spiritual practice, we can strive to go beyond our response to circumstances to realize the invisible universals behind our experience that are waiting for us to give them entrance into the physical world. The principles, the powers, the goals of humanity that want to work through us individually. We can recognize that we are choosing to act in ways that give expression to higher realities. In this day of Pentecost, that recalls the Holy Spirit empowerment of the disciples that they might become apostles, leaders, carrying these ideas into their world, we can reflect in our own spiritual practice, what is mine to do in order that the Christ be expressed through me? As Jesus demonstrated this Christ ideal in Gethsemane, he declared with power, not my will, but divine will be done. Not my idea, but the great ideal be done through me. How can this be done? Simply by allowing silence a place in our busy lives. Just by allowing silence a place in our busy lives. If we think of the busy world in which we live, so much activity, so much sound all about us, it captures our attention all the time. But the miracle of the silence of any spiritual practice is that you are allowing time to go apart, to be still, and to turn your attention from all this outer activity to the realities within you, within us. The idea, for example, that stood behind Unity South. If our friends in the past had not grasped that idea and then endeavored to bring it into the world, we wouldn't be sitting here, would we? They captured an ideal and says, this has value for the world. This means something to me. And I believe it can mean something to others. And so they work toward that goal through the years. And not so many years before they had raised this beautiful building so that we might have a place to come on this day of Pentecost and through our inner reflection ask our soul, what is mine to do? What is mine to carry forward in the world?
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Recently, someone said, "You look really happy. What's up?" I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life, affirms that you are a special person, and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you. Embracing, loving, empowering. That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational spiritual community for adults and children, located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South. That somehow I will find my way.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. This is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. Goodbye, everybody.